Some devotees are asking me regarding the offering of obeisances which Bhaktidhir Damodar Maharaj said. When all you have to offer the pranati, after the Mangalarati is over, after the Premadvani is uttered, at the end of it you should say. He said both you should chant the name of a spiritual master and name of Prabhupada also. Pranati Mantra for Prabhupada, both. Then after that, Narsingarati is over. Kailash Narpur is here. May I kindly request to Kailash Narpur to give some time for all of us so that we can offer Pranati Mantra. Every day you kindly give us. Because your voice is so powerful. Immediately after the Narsingarati, if we start, we are not able to meditate on the Pranati Mantra. So after the Narsingarati is over, we should chant Guru Pranati and Prabhupada Pranati again. And then again after Tulasi Arati also. See, after any arati, it's a very simple thing. Somebody is asking, Prabhuji, when the altar closes, when you offer, should we chant the Pranati Mantra? No. You are expected to chant actually after every arati. Mangala Arati, Narsingha Arati, Tulasi Arati. Then after Guru Puja also, when we chant. Those are the times we should chant. So, anytime any arati is performed, after the arati is over, we... Similarly, morning, we have the Shringar Darshan. After we offer the flower, when the conch shell is blown, we should offer obeisances. At one time I had gone to Chapari temple. In those days, there was some repair work going on in the top. You know, so the ground floor, they were having a picture of Radha Gopinath and everything. So it was an open picture. Morning, we would go and offer obeisances. But then for the Mangalarati, they would blow the conch shell and immediately everyone will offer obeisances after the conch shell. And then they will stand up and then some sadhana will start. So similarly, after the arati is over, when the conch shell is blown, we should offer obeisances. I don't know, how many of you offer obeisances after offering the flower? Some of the devotees offer, yeah. I have seen, see, we have to learn from great souls. I have seen Maharajas doing that. You always see, you observe it. You always can observe, very easy. So, Bhaktidhir Damodar Maharaj gave one full lecture on, don't avoid offering obeisances. If you really want to tap the mercy. One full lecture he gave. I spoke about it also. After that also I see devotees seem to be in trance. So it doesn't. So yesterday morning in the Bhagavatam we were discussing about paying attention to the instruction and not idly sitting. You remember that? And also paying attention to the instruction and not doing something opposite. Two things we were discussing. Bhagavan Saraswati says about that. The whole thing, the whole material existence can be wound up if only we can pay attention. Anavriti Shabdat. The word Anavriti Shabdat from the Vedanta Sutra says the whole material existence has begun because of the Shabda Brahma. And it has become expanded because of the materialistic sound vibration. Whole material existence is expanded and it can be wound up by paying attention, submissive oral reception to the spiritual sound vibration. So like the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is pure spiritual sound vibration. Same way, the good instructions given to improve our surrender to Krishna are also spiritual. They have to be heard with utmost attention. First it has to enter the ears, then enter the heart, then we have to change our behavior, external behavior also. Of course, simply changing external behavior alone is not enough. But that's the beginning. Otherwise, why Krishna says, Sasmatvam Indriyani Yadav Niyamya Bharatarshapa, he says. Begin from engaging your senses first. Then you can engage your mind, engage your soul. Everything can be engaged. But we have to pay attention when we hear good instructions. Actually, for the instructions which are told to us, if you don't pay attention, then how will we be able to be intelligent enough to extract instructions from Bhagavatam class? Correct? This was a question for me. I was wondering, if you tell someone, hey, do this, and he doesn't do it, do you think he is going to smartly extract some lessons from Bhagavatam? You think he will do that? Forget it. He will expertly forget all the instructions. Yeah. Actually, it requires a lot of conscious awareness to extract good instructions. In fact, an ideal devotee is one who thinks, this is spoken by Gaur Govind Maharaj. He says, every sound he hears in the creation, he thinks that Krishna is actually reciprocating with me. You know, every sound, every gesture, every movement that is happening all around him, he thinks that Krishna is having some lesson to teach me through this. He is extremely sensitive. He is extremely sensitive to everything. So, for us to come to that level of consciousness, to see the everything as an orchestration of Krishna, that will take a long time. For that, what is the beginning step? Whatever is told to us, we should hear it. I don't think anybody is deaf here, isn't it? Yeah, everyone is given with the proper ears. So we should hear the instruction. And after hearing it, we should remember it. That is more important. What is the greatest curse in the material world? Yeah, forgetful. At least you know that. Thank God. We didn't become forgetful of that. So we should never become forgetful of this forgetfulness. We should remember that. We have the greatest curses to become forgetful. That is how we are subjected to illusion. What is illusion? Illusion is simply that which has no substance, that appears to be having a lot of substance. Because of forgetfulness. How can we smash the illusion to dust? We have to be attentive. You know this Viveka Chudamani by Shankara? Shankaracharya. So, it is called as a Mugdha Nashana Shloka, they call it. Which means, the mantras which are meant for smashing illusion to dust. It is said, Bhajagovindam. The Bhajagovindam prayers. When one hears his prayers, Kaya Kanta, Kaste Putra, and all those verses, immediately one's illusion is supposed to be shattered to dust. But one has to hear it. That's very important. If you don't hear it, we'll remain submerged in illusion. So, chanting of Hare Krishna is an awakening call. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Wake up, wake up, wake up. We are being woken up by the chant. So before the death can come and capture us, we should be able to see. Then only we can rise above death. So I'm just saying this because see, every morning I'm saying something. I'm going for a month now or so in another couple of days. And after that, when I come back, I'm here from Pune for a month between May last week to June last week. And in June last week, I'm going for a couple of months. So that'll be, don't think in your life always there is going to be somebody next to you, you know, giving you a pinch and, you know, keep telling you. Actually, you can see, yesterday we were hearing from Krishna Chandra Prabhu. Prabhupada disciples, some of them didn't even see Prabhupada. They took Diksha from Prabhupada through post in 1975-76. But now 35 years they are practicing Krishna consciousness. You can see. What commitment, what dedication, what sincerity. Because they are very alert to instructions. And they are able to read the Bhaktivedanta purports, extract the good instructions, and faithfully, loyally follow it. It's a great challenge. So we have to be very attentive. If you are attentive, spiritual life will bring us great progress and great joy also. Otherwise, it will be difficult. You can see Gausana Prabhu in Vrindavan with the team of devotees. It's a big, great struggle actually. So, because of sincerity in following, one is able to progress. Otherwise, it's very difficult. So, my request to all the devotees is, after these aratis, how many of you are already chanting the Pranayama Mantra? I'm very curious to know. Really? Half of them, okay. 50%? Two aratis you are doing. Now you do for all four aratis. Whenever arati is there, do it. And also, first, let us do it with the lips, and then let us try to include the heart also slowly. You know, he was telling, when you are offering obeisances, think of your spiritual master or Prabhupada in the eye of your heart, isn't it? And then chant the pranati. So that will give us association of our spiritual master also. It's a very great opportunity. It all depends on how much we invest ourselves in this. Shri Prabhupada ki, it's offer our obeisances, humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord.